Welcome back to it. It's the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here on a Thursday. Moving forward. The cancel culture is starting to eat its own now. The self-serving letter from Noam Chomsky and others, basically, they created the mob. Now the mob's, you know, with pitchforks outside their homes and like, don't want to mess up my next speaking engagement. Better appease them and tell them that free speech is okay. Yeah, okay. James Taylor is the president of the Heartland Institute, joining me here. James, welcome back to the program.
Hey, great to be on again.
So the cancel culture is alive and well, but it's become a circular firing squad for those on the left. You know, I see that a CEO, was it at Boeing, 30 years ago, wrote in support of an amendment in California, and he's been dismissed from his job. I don't think people realize, you know, that you go back 25, 30, 35 years, and you're destroying people's lives and careers over what was mainstream policy and thinking back then, and judging them on a scale that is, well, unless you're perfect, if you have one speck of dirt anywhere, man, these people will rip you down, won't they?
Well, they certainly will, and your point is absolutely on target that the firing squad can and will become circular, and people who are advocating the cancel culture and all of the repercussions for, you know, violating in the smallest degree, they're likely to see themselves soon be the target.
Right, and now the cancel culture is canceling anything American. And I say that I saw Bernie Sanders. We're going to have it for the folks here in a little bit. Bernie Sanders coming out and loudly proclaiming that Joe Biden could be the most progressive president since FDR. I don't think I've ever heard anything more frightening in my life. And part of that, of course, is to shut down energy. I call it the darkening of America, because you would have rolling brownouts, blackouts, because, let's be honest, the energy density of windmills and solar panels is not what comes from oil and natural gas or a host of other things, including nuclear. What is it that they want us to sit in the dark? Have our iPads and iPhones not work? The tragedy. How could we survive?
Yeah, and I don't even think it's so much what they want regarding energy. It's more how far to the left must they go to appease the leftists at the heart now of the Democratic Party. And Joe Biden, not too long ago, was defending fracking, was defending reasonable energy use. He certainly was a liberal, but nevertheless, he was one that understood some of the basics of energy use. And now, however, you see, just like in everything else, his positions are going further and further left, so that he doesn't become, that he isn't put in the center of the circular firing squad. And so really,
exactly,
it's a
right.
matter of just raw politics rather than any type of policy decisions.
Of course, Joe Biden can be accused of sexual assault, and that's okay. Speaking of the cancel culture, he can get away with that, apparently. But as you look at his policies, the guy from Scranton, Pennsylvania, that he famously claims as his home, is willing to destroy towns like Scranton, Pennsylvania, in pursuit of the White House. Seems a bit disingenuous to me.
Absolutely, and there's the myth that's always been put out there that because Joe Biden comes from an area that is known for being blue-collar and working class, that therefore he is their champion and that he is that type of person. But that's ridiculous. Just because you come from a certain area doesn't mean that you are a lunch pail Joe or anything like that. Joe has been a career politician all his life. And as you can see right now, all that matters to him is gaining power. And his positions really, he doesn't really care what his positions are going to be as long as they get him elected.
You know, as I look at the list of states that could be, you know, most negatively impacted, West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina come to mind, right? West Virginia, not really in doubt. They'll vote for Donald Trump. But Virginia went blue in 2016. North Carolina voted for Donald Trump by a very slim margin. But I look at the totality of some of the things that are adding up. And if you push away those that are in the energy sector because you're threatening to shut down and, you know, destroy coal mines, which has been famously done by Biden and by Hillary Clinton before him, or you're going to change the way we put energy in America, and you're going to shut down energy operations in Pennsylvania and Virginia, North Carolina. That has the capability, the ability to change the outcome of the election in 2020, does it not?
It does. And you have, for example, just recently the Atlantic Coast pipeline that has been shut down by environmentalists. That Joe Biden, he's the same environmentalist that make up the core of Joe Biden's support in this topic. What you see is the policy of Biden appears to be better green than employed. And there's no way that you can go around saying that you're, you know, lunch pail Joe or, you know, some blue-collar conservative Democrat when you're out there killing in this project, the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. By canceling that, you have taken away 17,000 jobs and $3 billion of economic activity.
Well, you've touched on something really important. James Taylor here, the president of the Heartland Institute. And, James, you've touched on something extremely important, and that is what used to support the Democrat Party. Unions. Unions in energy, police unions certainly, and I can look on down the list. The only unions that are standing pat with the Democrats anymore are the teachers' unions. Because lunch pail Joe, as you put it, whether he's going to work at General Motors or for Exxon in an oil field, or he's going to put on the uniform to walk the beat in Scranton, Pennsylvania, these people have all come under attack by the Democrats. These are all union members that used to be strong supporters of the Democrat Party that don't recognize it anymore. Where am I wrong?
Well, you're not wrong, and that's why you saw in the last election some of the states that Hillary Clinton took for granted and didn't even bother to campaign in because they were such a lock, ended up voting for Donald Trump. And I think that if not for two major events, one being the coronavirus, and then two being the riots after George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis, but for those two events, you would see Donald Trump right now just cruising to a large victory. That's really the only hope that Joe Biden has, is that those two events somehow end up tarring Donald Trump in the election.
Well, that and praying that he never has to stand on a debate stage, because there's not one person among us, there's not a Democrat that believes he can survive a 90-minute debate without having a so-called senior moment or three or four. I believe that. James Taylor, president of the Heartland Institute. Energy is the backbone of America. Vast quantities of cheap energy have always fueled America. It's the key to our success over the last 100 years. It will continue to be the key to our success. And destroying and dismantling the energy sector would be foolish. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, absolutely. Energy is the lifeblood of our economy. It factors in every good and service that's bought, sold, and traded in the economy. And if you pursue policies that are going to result in higher energy prices, you are going to have the equivalent of a huge government tax imposed on the economy. The only difference being that when government taxes us, at least there's a chance that we might get something back in return. When energy prices go higher, we get nothing back in return. Yeah. The worst thing you can do for the economy is pursue high-cost energy policies.
When the government rips money from your wallet, you might see some of it back and you might not. James, a good insight, good comment. The Heartland Institute, great resource. James, greatly appreciate it when you're here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
There you have it. James Taylor, everybody. If you want to find out about energy and good policy, the Heartland Institute, a good stop for you today. It is the Steve Gruber Show, back after this. We're celebrating summer at the Wyckoff Wellness Center by saving you money on Dr. Wyckoff's most recommended nutritional supplements. During the entire month of July at Wyckoff Wellness Center, we'll take 20% off all the supplements we sell during our July Super Supplement Sale. These supplements meet Dr. Wyckoff's exacting demands. You can buy them at Wyckoff Wellness Center in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com, and you can order from anywhere. Celebrate summer with the July Super Supplement Sale at Wyckoff Wellness Center, wyckoffwellness.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work,
when it's time to get back to work,
together, we're going to bring this economy back.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.